राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतीश इच्छी भक्तिवंत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतीश भक्ति सिद्धांत सूर्य ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंतकोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहिए जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर महोदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल गुरुष्टो असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गुरुष्टो असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गुरुष्टो असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। All Guru is to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, entitled as Swayambhu Manu Advice, says Dhruva Maharaj, Text 18. स खलौ इदं भगवान् कालशक्त्या गुणाप्रवाहेन विभक्तवीर्य करोति अकर्तैव निहन्ति अहन्ता चेष्टा विभुमनः खलौ दुर्विभाव्य स खलौ इदं भगवान् कालशक्त्या गुणाप्रवाहेन विभक्तवीर्य करोति अकर्त एव निहन्ति अहन्ता चेष्टा विभुन्मनः खलौ दुर्विभाव्य सकलौ इदं भगवान् कालशक्त्या गुणाप्रवाहेण विभक्तवीर्या करोति अकर्त एव निहन्ति अहंता चेष्टा विमुम्ना खलु दुर्विभाव्य। सकलमिदं भक्त्या कालशक्त्या पुनः प्रवाहेण विभक्तवीर्यः करोति कर्त एव व्यन्त्यहन्त्या चेष्टा विन्मनः खलु दुर्विभाव्य। सकलविदं भगवान् कालशक्त्या गुणाप्रवाहेण विभक्तवीर्यः माताजी, वर्ड टू ट्रांसलेशन स द खलो हाउ एवर इदम दिस यूनिवर्स भगवान द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड काल ऑफ टाइम शक्त्या बाय द फोर्स गुण प्रवाहेन बाय द इंटरैक्शन ऑफ मोड्स ऑफ नेचर विभक्त डिवाइडेड वीर्य हूज पोटेंसीज करोति एक्ट्स अपॉन अकर्ता द नॉन डूअर इह ऑल्दो निहन्ति किल्स अहंता नॉन किलर चेष्टा द एनर्जी विभुम्न ऑफ द लॉर्ड खलु सर्टनली दुर्विभाव्य इनकन्सिवेबल। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी व्यक्ति अंदर स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बाय हिज इनकन्सिवेबल सुप्रीम एनर्जी टाइम कॉजेज द इंटरेक्शन ऑफ थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर एंड दस वेराइटीज ऑफ एनर्जी बिकम मैनिफेस्ट। इट अपियर्स दैट ही इज एक्टिंग बट ही इज नॉट द एक्टर, ही इज किलिंग बट ही इज नॉट द किलर। Thus it is understood that only by his inconceivable power everything is happening. Purport. The word Durvibhavya means inconceivable by our tiny brains, and Vivakta Virya means divided in varieties of potencies. This is right explanation of the display of the creative energies in the material world. We can better understand the mercy of the God by an example. A government state is always supposed to be merciful, but sometimes, in order to keep law and order, the government employs its police force, and thus punishment is meted out to the rebellious citizens. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always merciful and full of transcendental qualities. But certain individual souls have forgotten their relationship with Krishna and have endeavored to lord it over material nature. As a result of their endeavor, they are involved in varieties of material interaction. It is incorrect to argue, however, that because energy issues from Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the actor. In the previous verse, the word Nimitta Matram indicates that the Supreme Lord is completely aloof from the action and reaction of this material world. How it is everything being done? How is everything is being done? The word inconceivable has been used. It is not within the power of one small brain to comprehend. Unless one accepts the inconceivable power and energy of the Lord, one cannot make any progress. The forces which act are certainly set up by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but He is always aloof from their action and reaction. The varieties of the energies produced by the interaction of material nature produce the varieties of species of life and their resultant happiness and unhappiness. How the Lord acts is nicely explained in the Vishnu Puran. Fire is situated in one place while the heat and light produced by the fire act in many different ways. Another example given in that the electric powerhouse is situated in one place, but by its energies many different types of machinery moves. The production is never identical with the original source of the energy, but the original source of energy, being the prime factor, is simultaneously one with and different from the product. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, Achinta Bhedavet Tattva, is the perfect way of understanding. In this material world, the Lord incarnates in three forms as Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, by which He takes charge of three modes of material nature. By His incarnation of Brahma, He creates, as incarnation of Vishnu, He maintains, and by His incarnation of Shiva, He also annihilates. But the original source of the Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, is always apart from these actions and reactions of material nature. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Ena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadamayam Natanti Svabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanasahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhamitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So, today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. How this section is going all about the Swayambhu Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj. So here in this verse, we see that how Swayambhu Manu is explaining to Dhruva Maharaj that Lord in the form of time controls everything. So we see how time can go. Actually, time is relative. It means that maybe we can see that the 6 months on the earth is equal to 12 hours of the demigods in the heavenly planets. And in our day-to-day life, we can also observe that at night there is some insects who take birth, grows, and in the morning they are dead. So that may be compared to 100 years of their lifespan, but equals to our 12 hours. So time is relative. So here Vayambhu is explaining that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by inconceivable supreme energy time, causes the interaction of three modes of material nature, and thus varieties of energy becomes manifest. So in the Bhagavatam we see that while there is explanation of the creation, it is said that when the creation begins, everything is set forth. Only when the time, the energy of the Lord enters, then only everything is start taking place. That is creation, then maintenance, and then at last destruction. Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita that Kalos, I am the Kal, I am the destroyer of everything. So we can see that how time is Lord's energy and it is acting on everyone. So today is first day of the new year, and just 2019 is passed, and now 2020 is started. So 1 year is gone. But it is not that 1 year is suddenly gone. It is just slowly, slowly, by microseconds, by seconds, by minutes and hours, then months, and then it is gone. So time is measured in different ways. The time taken by, as per scientists, taken by the Earth to revolve around the Sun is calculated as 1 year. And the time the Moon takes to revolve the Earth is calculated as 1 month. And time the Earth takes to spin around herself in its, around its axis is called as 1 day. And then again the time is divided into hours, minutes and seconds. And we can also see that our body, it can also act as a some time of a clock, because every physical object or mechanism, or we can see our body also, it deteriorates with the time. Even our heartbeats can act as a some measurement, because with time everything physical material deteriorates. So it is called as Kala Chakra, because time controls the cyclic movement of the world. Most of, as I have seen previously, means in 80s, 90s, there was a serial called as Mahabharat used to come, and they used to say, there in the beginning of the episode, they used to say, there's big chakra, and a voice will come from behind, "My Kal Ho." So that chakra is there, and voice is saying that, "My Kal Ho, I am the time, and I am observing everything, what is happening." So time sees everything, but it is so, we can say, subtle, that unless one is a pure devotee of Lord or who is taken to devotional service, and they don't see the time, how it is going. So here in this episode, we are seeing that how Swayambhu Manu is instructing Dhruva Maharaj, because he was got very angry on the Yakshas who kill his brother Uttama. He was angry, and he started killing all the Yakshas, left, right, center, everywhere. He was just about to distinguish their all the progeny. Everything was, so at that time Swayambhu Manu comes there and tells Dhruva Maharaj that it is not befitting to you because for just one person you are killing so many. Dhruva Maharaj said, Swayambhu Manu said, "My dear son, killing of sinless excess which you have undertaken is not all approved by the authorities, and it does not befit your family. The family that which knows the religion and irreligion." So yes, I was thinking that here Swayambhu Manu, he is also devotee of the Lord, he was telling to Dhruva Maharaj that you should not kill, this is not befitting to our family, it is not approved by the authorities. And I was thinking of the battle of Kurukshetra, where Arjuna said that, "I don't want to kill." That time Lord Krishna says, "You should kill, not killing is not befitting your family. Means either Lord Krishna is giving instruction, and here also the devotee of the Lord is giving instruction. But we can see that there is, means as per time, place and circumstances, it is, the instructions are given. Someone may say that because he is Kshatriya, he should right to kill. But to what extent one should kill, that is also should one see. And in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Krishna telling Arjuna to kill. He wanted not to kill. Here he was going to kill, and Swambhuvani said don't kill. So as per the time, place and circumstances, instruction has to be taken. Then again Swambhuvani said that for one yaksha you are killing so many, one yaksha kill your brother and you are killing so many yakshas. So it, who are innocent, so it is not good. And in Kurukshetra we say that just for the wrong behavior of the some Kurus, 100 Kurus, not all 100, maybe selected 5 Kurus, there are 64 crores of people are killed, massacred. So we can also see that is the means how it is that the instructions given by the Lord are can be taken. So to explain that, we need the proper guidance. Then Swayambhu said to Dhruva Maharaj that you are already destined to go to the abode of Lord Vishnu. You are, Lord thinks of you, also devotees of the Lord as means glorify you. So it is not the exemplary behavior. So I am surprised that how this abominable action you can taking place. So it is all the things the Swayambhu Manu is telling to Dhruva Maharaj just to control his anger. So because he is so much angry that we have, many of us have, must have experienced that in anger it is very difficult to control the anger. Because when we are angry, we don't know what we speak or what we do. So in verse 7 of this chapter, there is a word called Atiroshana, that means excessive anger. So Swayambhuvani said to Dhruva Maharaj that now you are exceeding the limit. In the angry mood, you are becoming excessive angry. So we can understand that anything beyond the limits is always bad. In Marathi, there is a saying called as Ati Tite Mati, means wherever there is more thing, everything is becomes earth, means powder. So everything should be in the limit. So even if we eat something we like more, suppose rasgulla or anything, or gulab jam or any sweet, if we eat, we like it. If we eat it little quantity, it will give us happiness. But if we eat more quantity, then it will give us distress. Same rasgulla, same gulab jam or anything sweet or any atom. For some time it gives us happiness, and but when it exceeds this limit, then even if someone wants to feed us, we will not take it. Just some time before I said that I like this very much. But after some time we are saying that I don't want it. So we should be within the limit. So anger is such an emotion, it can burst out instantly. Just recently, around 1 month back, I was just went to the washing market for purchase, and at the gate our vehicle stopped and the driver went to take the pass for the entry. And then the driver comes to me and said that he wants some change. That person not changed, we don't have the change. So he said that come after, we will give you afterwards. So I said for 1 rupee he is keeping over 4 rupees. So I went and told that person, every time you take 4 rupees and don't give 1 rupee, you have to get, so this time you lose your 1 rupee and give us 5 rupee, like that. So he just jumped up from his chair and he said, आप हरे कृष्ण वाले हैं, ऐसे कैसे कर रहे हैं, आप क्यों गुस्सा कर रहे? मैंने बोला मैं किधर गुस्सा कर रहा हूँ, आप इधर गुस्सा कर रहे। तो ही वॉज ओनली एंग्री ऑन मी, ही सेड आई एम ऑल्सो चैंटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ द राम एंड एवरी थिंग एंड जस्ट ब्लास्टेड फॉर 1 मिनट। आई सेड ड्राइवर लेट्स गो, कीप द मनी विथ हिम ओनली एंड वी जस्ट केम फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस। आई थिंक देर इज नो एनी, वी शुड नॉट आर्ग्यू विद दिस पर्सन बिकॉज ही इज नाउ आउट ऑफ कंट्रोल, वॉट एवर यू से वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू लिसन। सो इन एंगर एक्चुअली इफ नॉट हैंडल प्रॉपरली इट इज लाइक ए वेरी इंटेंस इमोशन, देन पर्सन कैन फ्लो इन दैट इमोशन, यू डोंट नो व्हाट इज स्पीकिंग। देयरफॉर एंगर इज नॉट कंसिडर्ड एज ए गुड क्वालिटी, इट इज बिकॉज इट्स मोस्टली मिस यूज। बट नाउ डेज समटाइम इट इज ऑल्सो एप्रिशिएटेड दैट समवन बिकम्स एंग्री देन दैट पर्सन बिकम्स अ टाइटल लाइक द एंग्री यंग मैन लाइक इन बॉलीवुड एंड फॉर द लाइफ टाइम इट इज विथ दैट पर्सन एंड इट इज सेड दैट विच वेरी हीरोइक क्वालिटी। लेकिन समटाइम्स एंगर एज इज यूटिलिटी ऑल्सो, बट इट शुड वन शुड नो हाउ टू यूज इट। इट इज सेड दैट लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं मानते, दैट टाइम एंगर शुड बी यूज। मीन्स देर आर सम सिचुएशन वेन स्वीट वर्ड्स डजेंट वर्क, दैट टाइम वन शुड बिकम एंग्री। बट इट इज सेड दैट एनी वन कैन बिकम एंग्री, इट इज वेरी इजी टू बिकम एंग्री, बट टू बिकम एंग्री ऑन ए राइट पर्सन टू द राइट डिग्री एट द राइट टाइम एंड एट ए राइट प्लेस इट एंड इन ए राइट वे, इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट एंड नॉट एवरी वन कैन डू इट। टू बिकम एंग्री इज वेरी इजी बिकॉज वी हैज सी द सिचुएशन, हु इज द पर्सन, इफ आई बिकम एंग्री ऑन दिस पर्सन विल इट बी हियर मी, और मीन्स जस्ट वी बिकम एंग्री ऑन समटाइम आउटसाइड वी सम गो, इफ वी बिकम एंग्री ऑन द पर्सन सम ड्राइवर ऑटो रिक्शा पर्सन ही इज कमिंग बिटवीन समथिंग एनी सिचुएशन इन द इन बिकॉज वी हैव डे टू डे एक्सपीरियंस मेनी टाइम्स जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ सम ट्रैफिक जैम इज देयर और समथिंग इज देयर पीपल स्टार्ट शाउटिंग ऑन द पीपल इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम एंड we can see many times in the signal there is red light is there, everyone is stopping, and as soon as red light becomes green then it takes time for the vehicles those are in front to get front and then the vehicles who are behind they will move. But as soon as it becomes green everyone start honking the horn because that is like anger only, because it is not that it becomes green. As soon as the light becomes green, all the vehicles should go from 0 to 100 speed. It will take time, but people have don't have any patience. So they start picking, honking the horn. So angle should be in the limit. We have example of Lord Hanuman. When he was angry, because we can see that he know how to become angry, on whom to become angry, right person at right time. So he becomes angry on the Ravan. And in anger, then he burns the Lanka. But his anger was in control because it is not that he just burned all the Lanka and after I was thinking that, oh, I have burned Ashok Vatika also and Sita Mai also got burned. And it is not like that. His anger was in control. He doesn't burn Ashok Vatika or Bibhishan's palace. He know what to burn because in anger, most of the people lost the control. So, good use of anger is there, but mostly it is misused. So anger is called as one letter short of danger. If we just add a D in front of anger, it becomes danger. So when we become angry and just that time, if we just peacefully think, then before doing the thing, then we can save the many years of sorrow or many days of sorrow, just if we remain quiet in the time of anger. So there is one, share one story that once in one kingdom, queen and her daughter, the daughter said to the queen that, today I want to play with you the game of thief and the soldier. So queen said, okay, we will play. So that time, the daughter goes to the one of the soldier and says that, give your clothes. I will wear that clothes. I will become soldier and my mother will become, queen will become thief. So they start playing. Then all day they are playing and they become tired and they just on a bed they sleep. Mother and daughter both. When the king comes to the inner quarters and they see that, he sees that the queen is sleeping with one soldier because that daughter has wear the clothes of soldier. So from the distance he sees that one soldier is and queen are there sleeping together. So he becomes very angry and just removes the sword and about to kill. But at that time, because of his the sword, something fall down. And because of that voice, they get up. And immediately he sees that that person is not a soldier, but is his own daughter. So he thinks that if in anger I must kill them, it will be very bad. So just if in time of anger one becomes little misthink something and then act, then it is, we can save many moments of the danger in the future. So we can, there are two types of anger. It one can be explosive and other is implosive. So explosive anger, it can be said that it is like blasting of the bomb, so that one can hear it, feel it and sense it. When the bomb blast in Diwali, we can see they do some crackers, and by that we can feel it, we can sense it, hear it. That is the blasting. So explosive anger is like that. And we have example like Duryodhana blasting on Vidura. When he Vidura was giving good instructions to the Dhritarashtra, that time that this, your son is not worthy, you should banish him from the kingdom. That time Duryodhana becomes very angry and everyone can see, and how he blasted on Vidura and told him that just keep your breath with you and just go from here. This is the example of explosive anger. Then other anger is implosive. So that this anger is like quiet, meek and most of the time unnoticeable. That is in between, in the our heart, in mind, person's mind, the anger is there, but he's not showing to anyone. It is like a lava in the volcano. So the best example is Dhritarashtra. Because all the Pandavas, because the Pandava killed his 100 son, mainly Bhim. So he was very angry towards Bhim, and but he was just keeping his in his mind. And when Bhim comes to meet him, at that time, by the Krishna's trick, one statue of the Bhim was made of iron. It was given to Dhritarashtra to embrace in place of Bhim. And in anger, he just embraces that statue of the Bhim and it just crushes to powder. So that was his anger. Because one cannot keep anger for more time within himself, because everyone has a breaking point and at some times it breaks. So there is one real story, this maybe happened this recently. There was one person who was just got married, and he was fond of khichdi. His mother used to make the khichdi for him when he was at home. But after marriage, for work purpose, he go outside. And he was at the same place, same town, where his, that home of the wife was there. So when in between, he used to go visit that home of father-in-law. And that time, that mother-in-law knows that he liked the khichdi. So she calls and take the recipe of the khichdi from his mother. And after that, she makes the khichdi, and she wants to ask how is the khichdi after eating. So actually, it was not at all very near to that taste of the khichdi that used to make by the mother of that person. Still, just to make her happy, he said yes, it's good, good. And he somehow eats khichdi and then goes back. But it happens that every time he goes to the home, he used to get same khichdi. And he was got so frustrated that he was not means he was frustrated. He was just used it, and he was avoid many times. He used to avoid going to home because he know I will get khichdi only. So one day he goes and again khichdi. He becomes so angry that he just take that bowl of the khichdi and put on the face of that mother-in-law, and take other bowl and put on her head, that hot khichdi. She got burned. And then she has got hospitalized for that, and he got arrested. And after that, he gets some psychological treatment because his anger was inside. He was not expressing the anger. So at one time, it broke down and it became mess like a khichdi. So it is very difficult. So it is said that anger doesn't solve anything. It builds nothing but can destroy everything. Means by anger we can't solve anything, any problem, and he can't build anything, but he destroys everything. So in this regard, we can just have one story from the Srimad Bhagavatam, same fourth canto, about Daksha Yagya, where we can see the Vidura is asking Maitreya how that Daksha was so compassionate, though loving towards her daughter, was envious towards the Lord Shiva, and it was happened that to the so extent that Sati has to give her life. So that time Maitreya was explaining that in the former time, the leaders of the universal creation perform a great sacrifice in which all the great sages, philosopher, demigods and fire gods assembled with their followers. So there was a great sacrifice was going on, and all these big, big persons, personalities were there. Then when their Daksha enters the assembly, he was like brilliant like the sun. He was so beautiful and so charismatic. Then everyone stood up on their place to welcome him, except Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. So Daksha got offended by that, and he just, because Lord Shiva is not showing any respect to him. So it is said that nobody can make us angry. It is our own choice to become angry on someone's behavior, because Lord Shiva must not be thinking that because he was in the trance, he was just thinking of the Lord Krishna. So, and no, not thinking like that, but only Daksha decided that it was his response that I want to become angry on this person who is not respecting me, because we don't know what is his situation, other person's situation. So we become angry, and his eyes were glowing, and he began to speak very strongly against Lord Shiva. So anger is like holding a burning coal in our hand. So who will be burned? Our hand only. So it is our hand only get burned. Since Lord Shiva, he was thinking that Lord Shiva is my son-in-law. So as etiquette, he should stand and respect me. But we can see that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are the principal demigods of the universe. So it is not needed to stand and welcome Daksha. So it is said that it is not the actions of others troubles us, but rather our own judgment. Means actions of others, maybe different action, it is our judgment, how we judge it. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So means we don't know what he is going through or what he is thinking, but we see that from our judgment he is doing wrong. So we can see one example, one story. Once a mother gave two apples to her daughter, and after some time the mother goes to the daughter and says, a little girl was there, and says, give me one apple. And immediately the girl take the both one apple in one hand, other in other hand, and bites on both apple. And by seeing that, mother says, thinks in her mind, this is not a good behavior, that I am asking But for a moment she thought, it's not a good behavior that I'm asking and she's eating both. But within a second, that girl says that, mother, take this, this is more sweeter apple than this. Because then mother immediately said, I have judged her wrongly. Because mother thought that she is not giving me apples. She wanted to eat both apples. But she was testing that which is sweeter and I should give sweet apple to the mother. But mother just misjudged the child. So we may tend to do that. So then Daksha immediately washes his hand and mouth and about to curse Daksha, about to curse Lord Shiva. He wanted. So anger is a feeling. That is, when it comes, we say that our mouth works faster than our mind. Because when we are angry, which talk what we don't know. There is someone that sent a message, it was saying that when you are chanting, you see that your mind and tongue is connected, your mind and tongue is connected, that what you are chanting, you are hearing. So when you become angry, it is very difficult to control once what he is speaking, he don't know, because his mind is not connected. Our mouth is working faster than the mind. Before thinking only, he was speaking. He was blasting on someone. And after that, he may think that, oh, I have not done the good thing. But in anger, he has done everything. Then he curses Lord Shiva, saying that, you are the lowest of the demigod and henceforth you will not get any obligations from the sacrifice like other demigods. So in anger he gives such a curse to the Lord Shiva. In purport, Prabhupada writes, because of this curse, Lord Shiva was deprived of his share in the oblations of Vedic sacrifice. On that, Vishnu Chakradev Thakur writes a commentary that because he was cursed that he will not get any oblations from the Vedic sacrifice, so it is good for Shiva because he don't have to take part with the other demigods who are materialistic. They are always in enjoying mentality. So I don't have to go and intermingle with them. So I can do my bhakti properly. I can remember Lord Krishna. So it turns out that Lord Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that it turns as a blessing to Lord Shiva. So then Maitreya continued to instruct, telling Vidura that in spite of request of all members of the sacrificial assembly, Daksha in great anger cursed Lord Shiva and left the assembly and went back to his home. So many persons must have requested Daksha that this is not a proper behavior and you should not curse the Lord Shiva. Still, in angry mood, he cursed and just went to his home. So, it is said, anger is a choice as well as a habit. It is choice. Sometimes, choice means, should I accept this or not? That is the choice. But sometimes it has become habit that we don't have a choice. We immediately just jump into it. And he also said that it is a learned reaction to frustration in which one behave in a way that normally he will not behave. Means normally he will not behave like that. But in anger he behaves in a way that the person doesn't know what he is doing. That means that it is like for some time he has become insane. So how it is said that anger is the best friend of the fools. Because in anger, I write one story that there is one village, there was one person, his name was Ramchi and wife name was Mohini. So that person was very polite, but wife was not very good and she was always angry on small things. So they have very small piece of land. Wife says to the husband Ramji that you should buy a pair of bulls and till the land. But he said, we have very little land, we don't need the bulls. It was that whatever he said, used to say, that why we should opposite, because she was thinking that he should not instruct me, I should instruct him. So always, then he brought the bulls, then used to till the land and work hard. But land was not too big, so you used to give the bulls for rent to other farmers also. Then one day after farming, he came back to home and he says to the wife that, today please make rice for me, I don't want to eat chapati. The wife says, no, I will make chapati only. So he, okay, make chapati. Then said, today is winter, today is very cold, so we should put the bull inside the shed. So she said, no, 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 my bulls are strong, we will keep them outside. Whatever he say, that wife is to be opposite of his, whatever he say. Then one day the brother-in-law comes and says to the wife, my wife is his sister, that I want bulls for some time to till my land. At that time, that farmer comes, Ramji comes and says, no, 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 don't give bulls, I have some work in the field. So that immediately wife says, no, no, you take the bulls. Then that Ramji has one idea. She said, okay, you can take the bulls, but don't take the wife, because I can't live without her. So the wife said, no, no, I will go with him only. Why? How you can dare to instruct me that don't go with the... So okay, you can go, but come back very soon. Don't, because I can't live without her, without you. Wife said, no, for many days I have not gone, I will live for 2-3 months there. Then he becomes happy that 3 months I will be peaceful. Then they just started with the bulls and everything, and Ramji also goes till the end of the village, and there was one river, but that time it was flooding. So Ramji said to wife that today is lot of flood, so you just come back to home and tomorrow you go. Then again wife said, how you can instruct me, I will go today only, I will catch the tail of the bull and we will go. So that wife holds the tail of the bull and brother also holds the tail of the other bull, and this and all the luggage they keep on the back of the bull, and they started in the river. But as soon as they go inside till the neck, then from here, out of concern, he shouts on the, means tells the wife that please hold the tail of the bull very tightly, otherwise you will drown. So she says that how you can instruct me to hold the bull, I am going to leave the, and then in anger she leaves the and drowns. That means out of just anger. So we can say the moral of the story is that anger is a wind which blows out the lamp of the mind. It is like a wind, and it can blow the lamp of the mind, because she was not thinking what she is doing. She just went in angry mood. So in anger, we can lose our capability to understand. It is also said that anger only dwells in bosom of fools. So we should learn to control our anger and keep ourselves calm and at peace. Then only we can make wise decision in life. Because as I was discussing that in angry mood, we should not take, it is said that when we are angry, we should not speak anything, and we are very happy, we should not give any blessing or any boon. Because in happiness, we can say that, okay, you take this, I will give you this, and then we may regret. Similarly, in anger, we should not speak, because that otherwise that will be best piece of our life, that forward we will regret later on. So it should be controlled. Then Lord Shiva got cursed by the Daksha, but Lord Shiva remains silent and tolerant. So it is, we have heard many times that one's greatness is estimated by one's ability to tolerate the provoking situation. So in this way, he tolerated everything, and just left the assembly with some of his assistant. So we can see that how even many members of the assembly wanted to instruct Daksha, but he doesn't listen. And other hand, Lord Shiva was the Vaishnava Naam Yatha Shambhu. The greatest of the Vaishnavas, he just tolerate everything and just go away from the assembly. And then, because of this curse to Shiva, other associates of Lord Shiva, mainly Nandishwar, started then cursing the Brahmanas, and then cursing and counter cursing goes on. So we can see how this material world, even one maybe has a highest post, but when one becomes angry, he doesn't know what he is doing. Even we can see like a big person like Bhrigu Muni and others, they are starting cursing and counter cursing each other. So, and in case of Lord Shiva, we can see that he was just cool and calm and just left the assembly. So it is said, we should try to manage our anger, since people can't manage their stupidity. Because we should try to control ourselves. Because whatever others do, we become angry, then it will be dangerous for us only. Because people can't manage their stupidity, Lord Prabhupada said in the purport that here the Lord Shiva's excellent character is described. Because even he was cursed by the Daksha, he was very much peaceful and calm and just left the assembly. And he was also, Lord Shiva also became morose. He was thinking that both his mans and Daksha's people are unnecessarily cursing and counter cursing one another without any interest in spiritual life. So, even they are so big people on high post, still they are just cursing and counter cursing, and they don't have spiritual any interest in spiritual life. So it is not good to just become angry, and in angry mood person can do anything. Then for that he has to regret. But in here, as is explained in the all these things, Swayambhu Manu was explaining to Dhruva Maharaj that you should give up your anger because it is very deadly enemy, because it is one of the gateway to hell. So after these instructions of the Swayambhu Manu to Dhruva Maharaj, then Dhruva Maharaj get pacified and stops fighting with the Yakshas. So what we can learn, that how anger is very dangerous. Even the great devotees like Dhruva Maharaj can also get under the grip of anger. But we can also see from other point of view that Lord uses his devotees to give us lessons. So through Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to tell us that anger is not good. And in angry situation, anything can happen. That is, then we have to regret for it. So we should not become unnecessarily angry, and we should control our anger. So we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Prabhupada ki jai.